everybody, and welcome to Ooh Jam. My name is Simone, and this is George, and this is where we watch movies and television.
Watching Blade Runner 1982, this is the final cut. Yeah, I don't know. This one, it kept coming in the polls at like second or third place, so we're finally getting around to it. Some people in the comments from like one of our older videos did say that I would really like it because I worked in AI.
Oh.
So I'm guessing it has something to do with that.
Okay, interesting. Blade Runner. See, now all I think of is like Wesley Snipes Vampire Hunter.
It's somebody running with a blade.
Oh, that's so dangerous. You always walk with a blade, you guys.
And then the tagline at the top right corner says,
ooh, yes.
Man has made his match. Now it's his problem.
Okay, so it's robots taking over the world. If it's AI something and it's man made man. It and now it's an issue or whatever the f*** said.
Yeah. Now it's Blade Runner tagline. Man made it and it's now an issue.
Tyrell Corporation.
Okay, okay. A replicant.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, use a slave labor. Okay. Oh, okay. Shit. So Blade Runner is a hunting squad. Okay, I see.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
I was in L.A. in 2019. It did not look like this. You're wrong, Ridley. I can't watch this anymore.
Oh, my God. Isn't that so crazy, though? In, like, the 80s, you're like, yeah, this is the future. It's going to be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I love that, like, synthy music. It's so crazy.
I'm kind of nervous when I take tests.
Just please don't move.
Walking along in the sand when all of a sudden...
Is this the test now?
Yes. Oh. You look down and you see a tortoise, Leon. It's crawling towards
tortoise?
You.
Tortoise?
This guy.
You make up these questions, Mr. Holden? Or they write them down for you?
Not without your help.
Oh, look at his eyes.
But you're not
what
helping.
What do you mean I'm not helping?
Is he a replicant?
It's designed to provoke an emotional response.
Okay.
So I'm pretty sure that the guy doing the interview was a very, very young, I don't know his name, but he plays Richard in Sex and the City. I'm going to have to look it up after, but I'm pretty sure that's him.
Raining in Los Angeles. Seems contradictory.
Lofa, Nehojma, Captain Brian Toga.
Okay. The flying cars.
Any day now.
Terrible idea. People can barely drive on two axes.
Oh, God.
Add a third one.
He brought his noodles with him. Jesus, this stuff looks amazing.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of Japanese influence stuff. Huh? A lot of that geisha ad, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I've got four skin jobs walking the streets.
Skin jobs?
Nickname for replicants?
Ooh.
Like Terminator with skin on the outside?
They jumped a shuttle off world, killed the crew and passengers.
You can breathe okay, as long as nobody unplugs them.
Just quit when I come in here, Brian.
You're not cops, you're little people.
No choice, pal.
What was that, an origami chicken?
1187 at Hunterwasser.
I had Holden go over and run Voight comp tests on the new workers.
An ammunition loader on intergalactic run.
What do they want out of the Tyrell Corporation?
I'm surprised the corporation's still around. They made a thing that's became dangerous and illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Combat model. Optimum self-sufficiency.
Well, it looks like they're around to clean up their mess, right?
The foreskin job is Pris. A basic pleasure.
Sounds like he said foreskin job.
Enunciate the fourth skin job.
The designers reckon that after a few years, they might develop their own emotional responses for your lifespan.
Oh.
Oh.
Now, there's a Nexus 6 over the Tyrell Corporation.
I was about to say it seems like bad product design to give it a four-year lifespan, and then I think about smartphones.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, I love owls. They're so cool.
Do you like our owl?
Yes.
She just said.
You never listen to me.
Replicants are like any other machine. They're either a benefit or a hazard.
May I ask you a personal question? Have you ever retired a human by mistake?
No.
But in your position, that is a risk.
I want to see it work on a person. I want to see a negative before I provide you with a positive.
It's too bright in here.
I wonder though, the sun outside looking like that, is that just like future pollution kind of thing or?
Probably.
Just relax and answer them as simply as you can.
Oh God, I hate tests. Like I feel like if someone was testing to see if I were a human, I would fail.
You've got a little boy. He shows you his butterfly collection, plus the killing jar.
The killing jar?
You're watching television. Suddenly you realize there's a wasp crawling on your arm.
I'd kill it.
You're watching a stage play. A banquet is in progress. The entree consists of boiled dog.
Not so much the boiled dog, but oysters are delicious.
The boiled what?
Dog.
Oh.
Would you step out for a few moments, Rachel?
So the thing in her eyes is from that little red thing, that the contraption that he has. So it's not something that'll... Well, that thing that flipped up
had a... She's a replicant, isn't she?
What?
I'm impressed.
Okay.
It took more than 100 for Rachel, didn't it?
She doesn't know.
Oh.
She's beginning to suspect, I think.
Suspect? How can it not know what it is?
We create a cushion or pillow for their emotions.
You're talking about memories.
Is that part of the test?
No.
Yukon, a place no one ever goes to.
I've been there. It's really nice.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. A place one person has been to.
Oh my God.
Is it glass shards?
Is it blood or is it grease?
What is that? Okay.
It's funny. Ooh.
Time.
Ooh.
Enough.
Oh, that's one of that's the main guy that he needs to find.
Did you get your precious photos?
Gordon, what?
Time. Some of them.
What do you say? If there's time, something pretty?
That was an eyeball, right?
What's with the tubes?
I don't know. Is it like keeping him warm or?
Deep thunder rolled around their shores.
Those are my eyes! Freezing!
Does he build replicants? That's why he's got like body parts?
Maybe.
I don't know such stuff.
I just do eyes.
Okay.
You and Nexus, huh?
If only you could see what I've seen.
The genius, he designed your mind.
Not an easy man to see.
Ooh, ooh. Ew.
Sebastian.
Ew, why is he?
Sebastian who?
Just putting... intimidating him?
Goo.
JF Sebastian.
I'll tell you about my mother.
Your floor number, please.
Deckard 97.
Why
does the name Deckard Cain pop into my head?
I'm Diablo.
Oh, okay.
He's the old man.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
What the f***?
I wanted to see you.
Beautiful woman often high in the elevator.
He wouldn't see me.
It's quite the coat.
Yeah, her style's very like 19... something.
Well, she looks like she's wearing clothes that you would see on like a fashion show, you know?
Yeah, from like the 20s.
It's me with my mother.
Oh, but he... Something about memories, right? So they give her fake memories to think that...
Mm-hmm.
When your brother snuck into an empty building through a basement window.
You ever tell anybody that? Your mother? Tyrell? Anybody?
Why would you do that to her?
Remember the spider that lived in a bush outside your window?
The egg hatched.
And? Those aren't your memories. They're somebody else's.
Wouldn't you want to know?
No, really. I'm sorry.
No, not really.
Ugh.
Go home.
Especially if knowing means I now know I have 4 years left to live.
Huh.
I'll get you a drink. I'll get a glass.
But can replicants cry? Are we sure
But if the idea is to make them not know that they are one, then yeah. You have to give it all biological functions, right?
Right.
Otherwise it would question why no tears coming out.
Right.
It's a beautiful movie though.
Yeah.
No one's face is ever fully light lit. It's always like half.
Oh, okay. So the other guy, the guy that killed the guy at the beginning and escaped mm-hmm. and is now with the big bad, he's like, did you get your photographs? Mm-hmm. And he couldn't. So the photographs were his memories, right?
What if everyone is a replicant and then there's just those who know and those who don't know, right? It's just robots making robots, essentially.
Oh my God. So, like, there's no humans at all?
Yeah.
Oh, that hair is something else. Very 80s.
Yeah, like a big Q-tip.
kind of like it though.
Okay, now I'm wondering, is the story just happens to be taking place at night all the time, or is it pollution, or is it the buildings are so high it's blocking out the sun?
Ooh.
For what's on the ground.
Well, I think this is night.
And it's also just perpetually raining.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
She's got scared.
Is she like a replicant on the run?
Was she one of the people that we saw at the beginning with the caps on?
What's your name?
Pris.
Oh, I'm yes.
JF Sebastian.
It was, that was one of them.
Oh, JF Sebastian. This is the one that they were supposed to look for.
Home?
I don't have one.
Yeah, when they killed the eye-making guy, right?
Yeah.
He said, so maybe she
we
is here.
We scared each other pretty good, didn't we?
Okay. Sure did.
So like, this is her plan?
Right, to like ingratiate herself and then he'll give the info.
You want to come in?
I was hoping you'd say that.
Oh, God.
Yeah. He seems like a really sweet dude, right? So,
ooh.
Yeah, okay.
That's a pretty good plan.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hide out in garbage in front of their house and then act all scared and whatever.
Yeah.
Ew, mannequins. Ugh, why? Why?
He makes the bodies?
Oh?
Right? That guy in the fridge makes the eyes?
Yeah.
They're toys. My friends are toys. I make them.
He's so chipper.
His
so
toys?
He makes... Oh!
Can I take those things for you? They're so dark.
Wait, are those the photos that the guy left? Or are those his photos?
I don't know. Do we just now not trust anyone with...
I don't trust anyone
with...
Yeah. Oh, God.
Ooh. Enhanced 224 to 176.
Oh, no. That's the other guy's photos.
Mm.
But he had photos on, like, with the music. Sheets of music and stuff. Enhance. Sorry. Enhance!
Eyes are still blurry.
That's all the resolution we have. Making it bigger doesn't make it clearer.
Move in. Stop.
Enhance.
Oh, track right.
Oh.
Stop. 45 right.
What's he looking at?
Enhance 34 to pan right and pull back. Enhance 34 to 46.
That's insane. So much detail.
Go right. Enhance 57 to 19.
How can...
Back 45 left. Stop.
What?
I'm so confused. Is he just rotating?
It's a photo, but he just like moved...
Yeah, it's rotated. It changed angles, yeah.
Give me a hard copy right there. All right,
whatever. Sci-fi magic. Let's just assume it's that. That looked like a fish scale.
I don't know what's happening.
Oh, it is a fish scale, isn't it? That's why we're at a fish shop.
I think it was manufacturing 069, not fish, snake scale.
Oh.
So I guess just no more natural life, probably. Everything's
right.
Made.
Oh.
Wow. I love how lived in this world looks.
Yes. Like everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Because it does, this just straight up looks like layers and layers of like, you know, generations of shopkeepers building on top of each other.
Yeah.
Abdul Hassan. Oh, artificial snake license XB71. That's you.
Down in first sector, Chinatown.
That was neat. That conversation through glass. Mm. It's all muffled. Okay.
Hey, don't forget to like, subscribe, and share, and check out our Patreon for exclusives. And now, back to the movie.
You ever buy snakes from the Egyptian, Taffy?
All the time. The man is dry. Give him one in the house.
It's amazing.
The whole, like, atmosphere of this place is crazy.
Mm-hmm. But it's so crowded. I love it.
Yeah.
Because it feels really real.
Yeah.
I've had people walk out of me before, but not when I'm in a bar here now, down in the fourth sector.
That's not my kind of place.
Okay, well, I just realized something. That felt so natural, but it's the idea of a video call in 82.
Yeah. Not even just like a video call. It was a video like pay phone call. I also really liked that when he went into the bar, he had to ask someone like where someone was. Like,
Hey, can I talk to you for a minute? I'm from the American Federation of... Yes, ma'am. There's been some reports that the management has been taking liberties with the artist.
Otherwise, repulsive to your person.
Well, you'd be surprised what a guy go through to... get a glimpse of a beautiful body.
Like him? Or that's what she thinks, right?
Yeah.
Dirty holes they drill in the walls so they can watch a lady undress.
Gotta be working in a place like this if I could afford a real snake.
Oh. Wait, is she the other replicant lady? Oh, God. She's gotta be the other replicant lady. Well, there's one named Pris, and then there's another one who is Beauty and Beastly, right? They made that comment of like,
Beauty and the Beast, and she's both. Okay. Oh. Okay. You know what? It's not just the density of the crowd, but it's the variation.
Yeah, it's
of like their outfits, their culture, their languages.
Yeah, this place it's is crazy. Extremely diverse. Like it's everyone all in one place.
Mm-hmm. But the amount of effort, you know.
I think it's awesome.
I know it's great because I would imagine it's a lot cheaper and easier to just order, I don't know, 500 identical suits from the 1950s, right? And then dress everybody like that.
Right.
But now you got to do like 5 of this, 7 of that, and 2 of these.
Yeah, it's really cool. Like Ridley Scott created a very like realistic future.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's an intensely lived in environment.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit. Oh, fuck. Oh, God.
She is a replicant, right? He knows for sure. Because earlier, Rachel asked him, have you ever accidentally, you know, killed a person?
Right. Oh, my God. Like, the blood and, like, the clear raincoat is... Holy shit.
But also, the way that was shot, like, it's making you feel sympathy for them. Because it's such a slow...
Yeah.
Kind of dramatic death as opposed to like turning off a button or whatever.
Yeah, she's got to be the one of the three that
yeah.
he saw a photo of. Crazy.
Move on. Move on.
Sing Tao.
What?
Sing Tao? Really? Oh, Sing Tao is not a beer anymore.
He's a goddamn one-man slaughterhouse. That's what he is.
There's three to go.
Oh, right.
That skinny of you, VK, the Tyrell Corporation. Rachel.
Oh, but she's not, like, trying anything. Like, the other guys, they had plans. They're trying to find people and,
mm-hmm.
like, also, she's just, right there.
Yeah. I guess that's just the insurance now. Like,
yeah.
As soon as you have one that's on the loose and is self-aware.
My birthday is April 10, 2017. How long do I live?
Oh, shit.
More than you. Painful living fear, isn't it?
Oh, I agree.
Wake up. Time to die.
Oh yeah.
Makes
that
sense.
That was pretty cool, though.
I am the business.
No, Rachel. You're the love interest. Is this the first cyberpunk-style world where, you know, characters live in this kind of cramp, dystopian shithole, essentially? Cultures are mixed and blended into everything that have this look, you know?
Yeah, I have no idea. Like, is she gonna kill him? Like, I feel like...
Well, she just saved him.
I know, but the way she's, like, slowly walking toward him. Okay, so it is just her eyes are weird.
Mm-hmm.
You know that Voight Kampff test of yours? Did you ever take that test yourself?
Oh, we're gonna find out that he is a replicant.
Or maybe like we said before, like there's no humans at all anymore.
Yeah, everyone is a replicant. Oh, Harrison Ford and your fuzzy chest.
It's so great. What? I'm only a woman. I get it.
Okay, no. She's really well casted as a replicant because whoever this actress is, her face does look almost like like sculpted.
Yeah.
Like she looks.
But her whole movement too, like the, like mm-hmm. everything.
Remember lessons. I don't know if it's me or Terrell's niece.
You play beautifully.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm of the mind that if I can't tell the difference, then does it matter? Then it is me, right?
Yeah. Harrison Ford is great. Sorry. He just... Oh. That's kind of creepy. Ugh. Okay. He's not so great anymore. What the f*** is going on?
I don't know. I don't know what that was. He seemed very angry all of a sudden.
Yeah.
You kiss me.
What is that lady selling? I want to know.
Oh!
Stronger, faster, more agile, right? So uh-huh. she just...
I kind of forgot about this part of the story. Like, mm-hmm. her...
Sorry. Just speaking.
Oh!
You look beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a raccoon.
I like it.
The raccoon eyes?
Yeah.
What's your problem?
Methuselah syndrome.
Is that why you're still on Earth?
Yeah.
Hi, Roy.
Oh.
You live here all by yourself, do you?
This poor guy.
Once they get their answers, he's not. That's a cool chess set. Oh my god.
What generation are you?
Yeah, he knows immediately.
Oh yeah.
Because I do genetic design work for the Terrell Corporation.
No computers, Sebastian. We're physical.
Huh?
I like that that's supposed to be the sign of like physical perfection or whatever, but it's just somebody who's doing that.
Putting your hand into boiling water is...
Yeah. Or like the other guy who put his hand in the freezing
yeah.
thing, right? Yeah.
I don't know much about biomechanics, Roy. I wish I did.
Better if I talk to him in person. Sort of hard man to get.
Oh, this guy is such a sweetheart. It makes me so sad that they're definitely gonna kill him, right? Like they're... As soon as they get what they want...
I don't think there's another human being in the whole world who would have helped us.
Oh, they're so creepy. Well, I think he's still safe for now because they haven't gotten to Tyrell yet.
Yeah, but I was just hoping that because he has like an actual ailment that makes him die quickly, age quickly, they might feel some sympathy. I don't know.
At this hour, what can I do for you, Sebastian?
Just a moment.
I mean... What's on your mind, Sebastian? Milk and cookies kept you awake, huh?
You better come up, Sebastian.
Okay.
I feel very conflicted because obviously, like, Tyrell seems like a bad dude, you
Does
know?
Does he?
Yeah. Also, that owl's a replicant.
Why do you think he's a bad dude? He hasn't done anything that seems to be bad.
I don't know. I just get bad vibes.
I brought a friend. Surprised you didn't come here sooner.
Oh, he's expecting them, yeah. Oh yeah, he would know who they
yeah,
are.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not an easy thing to meet your maker.
Oh.
Would you like to be modified? Well, I'm afraid that's a little out of my jurisdiction. I want more life.
Oh my god.
Coding sequence cannot be revised once it's been established. Ethyl methane sulfonate is an alkylating agent. A newly formed DNA strand carries a mutation and you've got a virus again.
Oh.
Hmm.
The light that burns twice as bright burns half as long. You're quite a prize. Nothing the god of biomechanics wouldn't let you in heaven.
Oh. Oh god, I thought he was gonna rip his head off.
I think he is about to.
Oh!
Or crush his head.
Oh, no! Oh my god. No.
Yeah, again, I'm not so sure Tyrell is really that bad.
No, maybe not. I don't know. It's just...
Yeah. He just seems like a scientist who just did the best he could with the creation and then it turned on him.
Yeah, no. It's not the scientist part that I think he's evil. I think it's like the gross wealth that makes him feel like a bad guy.
Right. He does literally live in a ziggurat, so...
Yeah.
263-54, I'm filed and monitored.
Hi, is JF, sir?
Who is it?
This is Eddie, old friend of Jaya.
Also, just the constant rain and moisture must be a nightmare for the costume department.
Like, yeah.
Every reset of every take. Gotta dry off.
Or you just... you're just wet the whole time.
Yeah. But, like, makeup would start running, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And like, yeah. Okay, is it just me or do replicants don't really blink? Like, I feel like they intentionally had the actors, you know.
That building is so awesome. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
But look at those. Look at all the. This is. Okay. Sorry. It's just beautiful. It's so beautiful. All the detail on the stairs and the banisters. And I'm very curious if they like made this set or if it's on location somewhere.
Yeah. Whoa. Oh my god. Yeah, now he has no idea which one. That's awesome.
Yeah.
This might be one of my most favorite suspense sequences ever.
Holy shit!
Okay. Death by Snoo Snoo.
Oh my god. Oh my god!
Okay, no, he just turned around. Okay, no. I was like. Why didn't she just kill him?
She wants to do it all fancy like. Oh my god! That is so creepy. Oh my god!
That thrashing. It was like when Shelob gets stabbed.
Ugh.
Okay, yeah, so she just wanted to like make it fun for herself.
Yeah, I guess.
I thought you were supposed to be good. Show me.
Oh, shit. Oh! Ooh.
This is for Zora.
Oh, f***.
I'm right here. Straight doesn't seem to be good enough.
We haven't seen, like, half-created bodies, so we don't know if it's, like, mechanical inside, right? Because so far we've only seen basically blood and viscera.
Yeah.
So if it is just organs, they're...
Just... They are...
They,
people.
They're just people, then.
Yeah. Like, the guy who did eyeballs, they were, like, gooey eyeballs. Also, like... Okay, so the guy who escaped the Tyrell Corporation at the beginning, obviously he killed someone to escape. Mm-hmm. Or many people. There was, like, 20-something people. But, like, they just want to live.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not... Like, yeah. They've done bad things, but they... It's just...
Yeah, well, even from the beginning. Because they had to. In the opening text crawl, right? Yeah. It wasn't like, oh, Singularity AI gone bad like every other AI in every other movie.
Time.
It's, they were built for slavery and then they rebelled, which is like a very natural thing to do.
Yet not.
Oh, he's already at the last stage.
Oh, shit. Oh, God. Oh, oh, no.
Oh, just to like... What, like, pinch something to stabilize it?
I don't know.
You can't play, and if you don't play... That was irrational of you. Where are you going?
Holy shit.
Oh, my God. I wouldn't... Yeah.
No, nope,
just,
nope.
Like, a busted hand.
Oh, it's the dirtiest water ever.
Oh man. Okay.
Looks like Lego.
Quite an experience to live in fear, isn't it? That's what it is to be a slave.
Oh my god. Oh. Oh.
And he's using his busted arm.
Holy shit.
Seeing things you people wouldn't believe. All those moments will be lost in time, like tears in rain.
Oh.
Time to die.
What?
So, his last act was to save him, not...
Yeah, what the f***?
Kill him.
Maybe I'm reading too much into it, but does, like, a white dove mean peace? So he was like... I don't know. Made peace with humans or made peace with... his, you know, inevitable end or whatever.
Oh, he's convinced a Blade Runner to stop Blade Running.
I guess you're through, huh? Too bad she won't live. But then again, who does?
Oh yeah, there's still Rachel.
Yeah.
This time he checks. Is she dead? She is dead, isn't she?
Isn't that just a sheet?
It looks like there's a head underneath.
Oh, I see hair. Yeah. Oh, yeah, because we didn't know how long she had either, right? Like.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, they're just. Oh, fuck. No.
Oh.
The guy.
Yeah. He's going to be on the other side. Ah, crap.
It's a unicorn.
Too bad she won't live. Then again, who does?
He dreamt about unicorns, right?
Yeah.
Does that mean he is a replicant?
What the fuck? Can I have some more movie, please?
Yeah, I need like at least 20, 30 more minutes.
What? What?
Okay. I'm assuming it's one of those things that it's up for us to interpret.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that has to be up for us to interpret. But like, yeah, the unicorn, last second, he dreamt about unicorns. So that means that guy knows his dream. So.
Yeah, so knows his.
Yeah. And his last line is like, too bad. No one ever does or whatever, right? Or, but then again, who does live? I mean, you know, this movie is from 1982, so I'm pretty sure that point's already been debated to death. So we'll see in the comments
what people tell us. Yeah. Okay. But hold on. Is there a Blade Runner 2?
Well, there's the new Blade Runner, 2049 or 46 or whatever.
Holy shit. Okay. Disregarding.
We'll get around to watching that one.
I really want to watch this. This movie is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
The world that was built is so
wonderful.
Like so detailed, so mm-hmm. grimy and real mm-hmm. and wet mm-hmm. and like just like full of all like
yeah.
so much life, which is crazy yeah. because they're all replicants.
but also
like yeah, like you said before, like but if they make eyeballs and it's actual like gooey matter stuff, it's not mm-hmm. robot stuff. They're basically creating people.
Yeah, then it's just birth through a different means.
Yeah.
But then again, I mean, for me, right? Like I'm much more liberal with what's considered living and what's not. Like even I think, right. for example, that the robots in Star Wars should be considered fully sentient.
Like oh yeah. Yeah.
With passport civilians, people, you know, not just built. Because, like, I think if you give something self-awareness, then it should be considered a living being.
Yeah, yeah.
Like an individual being, yeah. I really, really love the fact that they didn't do the overdone cliche of AI going bad because it's AI.
Yeah. No, it this was is, because of their circumstance.
Yeah, they were forced revolted, to be yes. slaves first. Yeah. And then yeah. They want to live longer. Who doesn't?
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially that's when it's only 4 years limit. Now, they went about it in the most horrible way possible.
Well, yes and no. It's like it's again, they did well, what they said, had to in the like for the
to get to the point. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. Like I don't think they're going to. Hey, can we please live longer? Hey, can we please stop? Like that wouldn't work. No, like they did
I don't,
what they had to.
I don't mean
to.
The killing part. I mean the method. Like, for example, the guy making mm-hmm. the eyeballs, there's no reason to torment him.
No, that's true. They, yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? And all yes, of those things, agreed. Right? There's no reason to torture somebody. So in yeah. that sense. But like, yeah, I one of the logic flaws every time I see AI in film is that, you know, we only ever see AI when it's like finished and hundreds of years in the future and then it's already gone bad. But it's like if it becomes self-awareness, then some point along the way, someone has to train it or give it the understanding of sympathy. And yeah. these two AI here, Roy and Pris,
yeah.
right, have love for each other. So if you can love each other, that means you have empathy and sympathy, which means that you don't just automatically also become a cold killing machine.
Yeah. Oh, right? God. This movie is crazy.
Yeah.
I really, really liked it. I think this is probably going to be up there with one of my favorite yeah. films now. This is...
Yeah. I just want to like look at it, like just the visual, the whole thing.
Yeah, so
everything
cool.
is so beautiful. I'm a sucker for AI, but like I'm usually always like secretly on their side to a certain extent.
Not when
they're like full on evil, like in The Matrix, but like
right, yeah.
But no movie I've ever seen has given justification for their aggression, and in this yeah. case, it's given it right.
Yeah.
It's retaliation for a very justified reason, and I'm so on the AI side.
Same. Well, yeah, same here. That's kind of why I was like the whole Tyrell guy, like he was, you know, the rich corporate guy who lives in his tower or whatever, like, didn't really like him. He didn't do anything inherently horrible, except he did. He created them and enslaved them.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, yeah. He made them for slave labor. So that is the most egregious of a thing to do as possible.
I knew there was a reason I didn't like him, aside from his, like, beautiful chest set. Okay, well, that wraps up this episode of Cinebidge. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. Please like, share, subscribe. And if you want to support us even further, you can go check us out on Patreon.
We'd like to thank all our patrons and for helping us keep doing this. And shout out to Zoe Lowe, Walter Wanton 84, Travis Pia, Thomas Malley, Theo Shin, / Masta, Shane Driscoll, Scott Wasserman, Uga, Lorny 23, Kev John, Keith Wood, and Joshua Allen. Thank you all very much.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.